Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
I was just going over the details about this. So the Department of Corrections, I got this right, they announced that their recommendation is to close retreat.
Yes, as a result of the Act 133 process, the Public Safety Facilities Act that we passed in the General Assembly, in good faith to protect the voices of families and communities that would be negatively impacted by the closure of a state facility, we had a state law in place to require a state agency to go through a detailed process and to produce a report, a public report, that would detail their recommendation of a closure. And unfortunately, this process in the General Assembly's spirit in passing the Public Safety and Facilities Act was not respected, and the families of SCI Retreat and families of Luzerne County were not respected in this process. That's the most disappointing part of this terrible news that we received this morning, that the Department of Corrections will recommend the closure of SCI Retreat.
How were they not respected? Is it just the result you don't like, or were there parts of the report that you know of that were like unfair and they didn't take it as seriously, or they weren't as diligent in their in looking into this?
2 points. Process. When the Secretary of Corrections, who oversees this process, gets caught in an honest moment and says it was never his intention to close this prison, he doesn't want to close this prison, but he's being forced by the administration to close the prison. And worst of all, the toughest blow to hear the Corrections Secretary say that he didn't want to be there to listen. And someone who is very passionate about representing the people of northeastern Pennsylvania, for us not to be heard, for us not to have a seat at the table, for us not to be respected, that's a terrible insult to the people of Luzerne County, and a terrible insult to the General Assembly in the process that we've established. So when you look at the numbers, and I look at a number the Department of Community and Economic Development in this report suggests that close to 50 $45 million in annual spending from SCI Retreat will stay in the local economy. How is that possible? You got a $60 million budget. That is going to be lost. Further in the report, they note that local vendors are going to lose over $13 million. There's a ripple effect. There's the 400 jobs at SCI Retreat that you have the potential to lose. And then the small businesses, the vendors that provide services, they're going to take a devastating hit. So this could be as many as 1,000 jobs lost in Luzerne County, to suggest that's not going to be a big negative impact. If it was a factory, a manufacturing factory, and we're talking about the loss of 1,000 jobs, we'd be doing everything in our power to save those jobs. And unfortunately, we have state government here ripping that economic power away from the people of Luzerne County.
What do you think your chances are? How about this? What is the next step from your perspective?
Next step is this report goes to the governor. Governor Wolf will have the final decision. We have a bipartisan coalition that we are going to make our final plea to the governor that the people of Luzerne County should be respected. These jobs should remain in Luzerne County. SCI Retreat should remain open.
Yeah, I have to read through the report, but I was just going back to what you said. It is kind of fascinating to say that they said there won't be an economic hit from closing the prison, which is like the opposite of what people say when they want to put something like a prison. And they say this will bring jobs to the area, and as a result, well, there'll be more businesses. It obviously goes the other way. If you take out a giant business, it's kind of mind blowing that they would.
There's no question. And when you look, one of the other things in the report that really stuck out, the labor and industry did a study and looked at the reemployment prospects of these employees. Out of the 400 employees, L&I suggests that over 300 employees are going to have a difficult time finding reemployment in the economy in northeastern Pennsylvania if they don't find another job in the state system. And according to this report, There was only 79 vacancies for corrections officers in that 65-mile radius. We have 270 corrections officers at SEI Retreat. Where are they going to go? Where are they going to be reemployed? Are they going to be able to draw down the salaries that they've been able to do over the years at SEI Retreat? They're tough jobs. They do a tremendous job. And unfortunately, their voices were not heard in this process. That was the whole point of putting a law in the books, the Public Safety and Facilities Act, to make sure that communities and families impacted, negatively impacted by the closure of a state correctional facility, their voices should be heard. And I don't, this report certainly does not reflect their voices were heard. I hope the governor will listen to the people of Luzerne County and give us a reprieve and keep SEI Retreat open.
You said there's 79 current openings at other state prisons. With the influx of other people from the, if Retreat would close and the prisoners would go to different facilities, would that number go up, do you think? They would need more staff to handle the heavier prison population?
We're going to have to see how that unfolds. And that's another discouraging thing apart. One of the reasons that they cite for closure is the decrease in inmate population. To say the inmate population has gone down by 1,900 inmates in the last fiscal year. But you could see that those numbers are artificially inflated. The parole release is up. You have folks that have absconded, over 1,700 inmates who are on parole, who have not reported to their parole officer, and no one's put them back in jail. So that's 1,700 parole violators on the streets. We had over 98 homicides last year by folks out on parole. We need to do a better job in our correction system. I don't want to build an economy on corrections, but I want our correction system to be fair, and I want those jobs, those good quality jobs, to remain in communities like Newport Township, where this is the largest employer. Newport Township will be crippled by the closure of SEI Retreat, in addition to some of the neighboring towns like Shikshini, which their sewer authority serves SEI Retreat. Over 50% of their sewage business is SEI Retreat. How are they going to recover that? They were asked in good faith by the Commonwealth to be partners, and unfortunately, the Commonwealth is walking away from communities like like Newport Township and Shikshini.
Are any of your colleagues in the state senate, are they for this closure? Have you talked to anyone who's like, that's the best thing to do? Are there names you could throw out there that we could target and go, hey, everyone call these people and explain to them why this is a bad idea? Or are most of the people locally?
Great support from my colleagues, Senator Baker and Senator Gordner. They've stood with me through this whole process. But legislators from southeastern Pennsylvania, from some of our urban centers that look at corrections reform in a different way than I do. I certainly want the most efficient correction system. I want it to be fair. But the idea that we simply should close facilities, you know, there was a real pivotal moment for me in this process. The day before the Secretary of Corrections in the department was coming up to Nanticoke, to the Nanticoke High School, to hear from 400 families of SEI Retreat and from the communities of Luzerne County that were going to be impacted by the closure of SEI Retreat. The day before, Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania was at SEI Dallas talking to 180 lifers, inmates that have been given a life sentence in Pennsylvania, which means they've been part of a homicide, taking an innocent life. And the message to those 180 lifers from the lieutenant governor was, this is your best chance in 40 years to get out of jail. Apply for clemency. We want to give you a second chance at a future. I want to give a second chance at a future for those 400 families at SEI Retreat, who their lives are going to be disrupted, their families are going to be disrupted, and the economy of Luzerne County is going to be disrupted. It's really about who and what do you value, and I value those workers that go to work every day in the toughest jobs that you can imagine. And unfortunately, the Department of Corrections, in issuing this report, and in how they handle the process, certainly didn't respect those individuals.
What can people listening right now do? Like, on hold right now, I have someone who's a corrections officer at SEI Retreat. What can the people who work there do? What can the people listening do?
The next step is to contact the governor's office to make your voices heard, whether through social media, email, phone calls. Contact your state senators, your state representatives, and contact the governor's office. It will ultimately up to the governor and whether this recommendation, whether he adheres to this recommendation and calls for the closure of SCI Retreat. That responsibility, that final decision rests with the governor.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.